season 2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
As the old cliche goes, I have good news and bad news. Here's the good news. There are more ways to communicate with your customers than ever before. And here's the bad news. There are more ways to miscommunicate with your customers than ever before. We're going to be talking about the importance of narrative as a business strategy, as a business tactic. Why is it so important to tell stories? That's the topic of today's Project Distinct, brought to you by DistinctionNation.com. Just go to DistinctionNation.com, sign up. You can download a 14-day audio program. You listen to each program each day for the next 2 weeks. And at the end of the 14 days, you'll have a comprehensive plan to create distinction in your personal and professional life. And you get free ebooks, workbooks, and more. It's all there for you at DistinctionNation.com. Join the nation. It's DistinctionNation.com. And signing up is absolutely free. So there's so many ways to communicate, it's unreal. Never before in history have we had so many tools at our disposal. Change happens so fast that some people long for the good old days when snail mail and the telephone were our primary, almost only, methods of communication. You know, every organization has some degree of proficiency when it comes to communication. Those that quickly adapt to the newest forms of communication are just simply more competitive. However, distinctive organizations and professionals take communication to a higher level, and they follow a couple really important aspects I wanted to share with you today. Number one, they communicate with their customers in the manner of the customer's choosing. And number two, as mentioned, they use narrative as a foundation of communication. So the first one is pretty easy, following the customer's lead. Given all the varied forms of social media that we have today, we have more ways to communicate with customers in a manner they don't desire. So what I'm going to suggest is that you follow the lead of distinctive companies. They ask their customers how they wish to be contacted. If you want a text, that's what you get. Want a phone call? No problem, we'll call you. In other words, these distinctive companies aren't focused on a set policy on what's more convenient for them, or here's the way we've always done it. They deliver their messages in the format the customer has chosen. But the most important of the two, I believe, is the second one, and that's using narrative as a foundation of your communication approach. According to a study from the National Academy of Sciences, quote, people can remember more than 2,000 pictures with at least 90% accuracy in recognition tests over a period of several days, even with short presentation times during learning. This excellent memory for pictures consistently exceeds our ability to remember words, unquote. So how do you transmit information to customers when they don't remember words? Well, you tell a story. See, stories are in essence word pictures. What they do is paint memorable mental images of events. And they create an impact in the imagination of the listeners. Distinctive organizations are masters at narrative. They tell effective stories in which customers see themselves in a particular situation and the business is providing a solution to your problem. The fact is, people rarely remember details, but as is often said, they will long remember how you made them feel. The power of a great story is the power to create emotional connectivity with customers and employees. Here's an example. I can simply say, your employees should make your customers happy. Or I can tell you about the time that Jia Zhang decided to work on his fear of rejection by making at least one outrageous request a day. His plan was to go to a different business every day to ask for things he was certain would be refused. Then his plan was to post stories on each of these denials of service on his blog, 100 Days of Rejection Therapy. But on only the third day of the project, Zhang entered a Krispy Kreme in Austin, Texas, where he encountered shift leader Jackie Braun. Without her knowledge of his effort or his blog, he asked Braun if Krispy Kreme would create a special order for him. His sure-to-be-rejected request was that he wanted 5 donuts linked together like the Olympic rings, with each of the pastries matching the specific color and position on the logo, and he needed it in just 15 minutes. Zhang said later, "I was honestly just hoping for a no and go home." After exactly 15 minutes, Braun emerged from the back with five interlocked donuts, looking much like the famed Olympic rings. However, she wouldn't even charge him for his order. "It wasn't exactly what he wanted," Braun said. "To my eyes, it wasn't perfect, so I didn't think I should charge him for it. It was the best I could do in the time allotted." So why did Jackie Braun go to such extraordinary lengths? Her answer was simple. "We're here to make people happy." Do you want your employees to become as committed to customer happiness? Do you wish your local Krispy Kreme had an employee like Jackie Braun? Maybe you wish you had an employee like Jackie Braun. But let me ask you another question. What do you suppose her manager said about her efforts, especially since she didn't charge the customer for all of her work? Well, I'll wager that if you ask yourself at least one of those questions as you were listening to that story, or just after I finished telling it, telling you that employees should make customers happy didn't have a fraction of the impact that a narrative about one customer and one clerk in one donut shop delivered. See, the problem is that many people have no problem retelling well-known stories about Steve Jobs or Southwest Airlines or Starbucks or Nordstrom or some other anecdote their customers or employees have read or heard. However, they frequently won't tell the stories of their own organization. Why? I believe we run from our own uniqueness. For some strange reason, we love to hear and tell the stories of others, but we have a significant challenge sometimes in being able to recognize and relate our own. It's as we have a huge blind spot regarding our own distinction. By the way, if your first reaction to that statement was, "Well, we don't have a good story to tell," I think you've just confirmed your blind spot. There's a compelling story within each person and every organization. By the way, storytelling is not a solution exclusively available for corporations with big budgets for public relations. I promise there's a community college literature professor or a high school English teacher who'd love to help you craft your compelling narrative. You're not asking them for expertise in creating marketing copy. That's not in their wheelhouse. But you could ask them for insights on your narrative, just as they would grade and improve a student's essay. Here's your challenge. Create a compelling narrative. Then start sharing it with customers and employees. I believe the story you keep to yourself has the same value in the market as not having a story at all. That takes care of us for today on Project Distinct. Hey, by the way, thanks again to John Jantz, who was our guest host on yesterday's podcast, telling an incredible story, relating it in terms of the entrepreneur's journey. If you haven't listened to it, please go back and listen to it. John Jantz guest hosted yesterday here on Project Distinct for me, and I appreciate it greatly. Thank you for listening today. Thanks for subscribing and sharing, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow on our next new Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out distinctionnation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to scottmccain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.